Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hockman and Crowder simulcast.
Oh, Mary Jane girl.
This is a banger.
This is a banger. I know we're starting the 4 o'clock hour late, but if you heard the last segment in the 3 o'clock hour, you get it.
It was all worth it.
You get it. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I'll give you the code word. This hour's code word is costume. Solana is wearing an award-winning costume. Funniest costume at Entercom Miami. He got an actual ribbon this afternoon.
You're doing that on purpose.
What?
Costume.
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 Costume?
That's how it's spelled, costume.
Costume.
Not shume, it's T-U-M-E. Costume.
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 Look costume.
C-O-S-T-U-M-E. Costume.
That would be C-O-S-T-O-O-M. Costume.
You say shume.
Costume.
T-O-M-B.
Costume.
Costume.
Yeah, costume.
Where are those letters? You're adding letters.
That's how you pronounce it.
But there has to be letters to back how you pronounce it?
Listen, I mean, I'll defer to you on a lot of things, but pronunciation
costume?
Is not going to be one of them.
Costume?
Costume.
I speak the Queen's English.
Text the word costume.
Text costume.
Text. Text costume.
Costume.
To 72881. Text costume.
I know my phonics.
Text costume to 72881 and you could win $1,000. And your next chance to win will be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Text costume to 72881.
Right.
It is more fun to say it that way. Hey, what's your costume? That's a good-looking costume.
Now you're adding accents.
Solana, you have an award-winning costume.
Costume. Costume.
All right, let's get headlines here from Alejandro Solana and his award-winning costume.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Hold on, let me put on my my glasses.
They're not prescription.
Well, I got to read with my glasses on.
That you now you thought that was funny? Like this is my point, because he's saying that he won the award for funniest person in the building, and he's not funny. So, yeah, I don't understand. I literally don't understand that bit. Let me put on my glasses. No one can see you. It doesn't reference anything we've ever done before. Like, where did you think that was funny?
It's not a bit. I need my glasses to read. Just because you got LASIK yesterday, now you want to act all high and mighty. Like, let me put on my glasses, I'll get to the headlines, and then we'll move on.
Okay, so if that was even real, like, why would you say that at that point? Why wouldn't you just put your glasses on?
Well, I just needed a second to reach for my glasses, and I didn't want people to hear a long pause. It could have gotten awkward. Just letting people know what I was doing.
Need to hit him.
I'm telling you, he thinks he's funny, and this is the problem with giving someone like this a ribbon.
Well, you keep saying that.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, yep. You give an unfunny person a ribbon that says you're funny, and it's obviously a joke. They had fun at your expense today at the costume party. They had fun at your expense. You haven't realized that yet. It's 4:11 right now. At noon today, all of Entercom Miami had fun at your expense, and you took it as like this this notion that everyone actually thinks you're funny. You don't understand. You were the butt of the joke.
That's the way you guys want to spin it, because you're jealous that I won funniest person at the radio station today, and you've had in this entire career based on being a radio comic, and you showed up in a mustard costume. Muster your condiment for Halloween.
But I have had an entire career based off it. You've been doing this like 3 months.
And you got
and you got a goof ribbon. You got a goof ribbon today.
You got beat by the guy you've been calling unfunny for 3 months now.
I wasn't there at the contest. How did I get beat? Okay, I lost the Super Bowl too. I wasn't there either. Go ahead. Give us the your funny headlines.
He needs something. Give him something.
Eric Spoelstra dressed up as Elton John, Rocket Man, today Halloween.
Okay.
Speaking of the Miami Heat, they are in action tonight, 7 p.m. on your home for the Miami Heat, 790 the ticket. They'll take on the Atlanta Hawks. No Trae Young, as he is still dealing with that ankle injury that happened on Tuesday, I believe it was, when the Atlanta Hawks were in Miami. James Johnson did travel with the team. And Justice Winslow was questionable about 2 hours ago. Still no update on his back and if he will play tonight. Thursday night football is tonight as well.
I'm confused as to whether James Johnson traveled with the team or not, because you said it and then you said, oh, excuse me.
Well, no, I said Dion, but I said excuse me after Dion. I finished my sentence after James Johnson.
Do you have any idea if James Johnson or Deion Waiters is with the team?
I don't know if we have any players. We can field the team.
I honestly don't know. I don't know. I am more confused about tonight's Heat roster than ever before. Did James Johnson and Deion Waiters travel with the team?
Hold on. Let me take off my glasses.
I'm telling you, boy. I want to hit him so bad.
Oh, my God.
I give you a ribbon.
I give you a ribbon. Okay, so go ahead. Finish this up, Solana.
The Niners are in Arizona. We'll see Kenyon Drake for the first time in a Cardinals uniform that's at 10.5 right now in favor of the road team, the undefeated San Francisco 49ers.
I'm watching High Noon. Are they Tony Kornheiser and Mike Wilbon?
I think so.
That's actually a visually funny joke. It's Pablo Torre dressed in, remember Mike Wilbon wore that Cubs uniform tucked into his jeans?
Yes.
And I believe Bomani Jones is Tony Kornheiser.
And he got the hair on point.
That is really funny. All right, go ahead. What were you saying there, Solana?
I don't know. Let's move on to weather now.
Let's do that.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the low should drop to about 78, 80 degrees in certain parts of South Florida. There is a...
What's going on?
It's
going
to drop to 78, 80 degrees in certain parts of South Florida. It's so dumb that I don't even know what to do with this. It's up to you to guess where.
A 2 degrees difference. Did you just say 80? 78 to 80?
And how about just a more pinpoint locale than some parts of South Florida?
Oh, he said 80. I know it's 78 out here.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, Solana.
No, it may rain tonight, actually. All right. So if you have kids going out trick-or-treating, make sure to take an umbrella.
Okay.
This weather report was brought to you by Hialeah Park. Join Hialeah Park for a Breeders' Cup weekend at Champions at Hialeah Park, Miami's most beautiful simulcasting center.
All right. That was excellent. Manish Mehta is going to join us in the next segment. Someone tweeted us earlier. Manish Mehta writes for the New York Daily News. Someone sent us an old tweet of his from January Manish tweeted, "Rejoice, Jets fans. Your team got it right. Adam Gase is a smart hire who will take Sam Darnold to the next level. A bright offensive mind, terrific leader. Here's my story." Manish Mehta has completely changed his opinion, by the way. He has been hammering relentlessly Adam Gase. Hammering. He has made him a punchline, I believe, in the NFL. So he's going to join us. We'll talk some Dolphins Jets with him in the next segment. Now, you've been hearing me talk about Cameron Hughes Wine on this radio show for a while. There's some trick or treat right there. Ding dong. Here's some Cameron Hughes Wine. You're the big winner. Ding dong, you just won Halloween. So thank you. How would you like some Cameron Hughes wine? Boom, you're the winner. Cameron Hughes Wine, I've been raving about them. It's such a brilliant business model. They source the top-rated wines directly from the best wineries. The best wineries, you know this probably, they overproduce wines, but they don't bottle it all. They only bottle a select few, and that's how they keep their prices high. Excuse me. Cameron Hughes gets a hold of these top wines, and then they sell them under their own label for just a fraction of the price. So I am talking luxury wines at affordable prices. For example, if you hop on chwine.com, you can get yourself a bottle or two from Lot 686, which, by the way, is a bottle that I gave Solana. I did Trick or Treat with you on Tuesday, a couple days early, but I gave him a bottle from Lot 686. That's an Alexander Valley Cabernet, a smooth, rich cab from one of the best wineries in California wine country. It's got a 5-star review average, was just awarded 94 points, and a platinum medal from the Sommelier Challenge International Wine Competition. And they've got bottles and bottles of some of the best wines. So they have an incredible offer right now. 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles. You just have to make sure you enter my code HOCKMAN when you're checking out. So you could save money. You could drink the best wine. These are wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 plus a bottle. You get it for a fraction of the cost. But they are incredible, but they sell out quickly. So you got to go to chwine.com right now. You get 20% off the already wonderful prices and free shipping when you buy 3 or more bottles. You just got to enter my code HOCKMAN at checkout. That's H-O-C-H-M-A-N. So you go to chwine.com, enter the code HOCKMAN for 20% off 3 bottles or more, plus free shipping. Fantastic wine delivered right to your door from my friends at Cameron Hughes. That website again, chwine.com. Going to talk Dolphins Jets with Manish Mehta next on Hockman and Crowder. That's a great Throwback Thursday banger, Solana. Point to no return. What do you know about this?
I was afraid you were going to want, like, Halloween theme music, but I said, nah.
Well, I just left it up to you today. I didn't tell you. I'd have thrown in some, you know, DJ Jazzy Jeff Nightmare on My Street, but I was a hacky producer, so you carve out your own niche, man. Your own unfunny niche.
Hit it on the head.
Manish Mehta covers the Jets for the New York Daily News. And if you have followed his coverage of the Jets, and specifically Adam Gase this season, you have seen quite the change. Yes. Because he was one of the few that lauded the hire at the beginning. I mean, and loudly lauded the hire. And then he has been relentless in his criticisms of Adam Gase, which I don't disagree with much of anything that he's written.
Gase will do that to you.
I have found it to be quite enjoyable. In fact, I have mentioned my most enjoyable aspect of this NFL season has been watching Adam Gase and the Jets implode. It's been fun. So Manish Mehta from the New York Daily News is with us here. Hello, Manish.
I was Gase.
You got gazed.
I like that.
So what?
I admit it now.
Tell us where the transformation came from. What was the first incident where you said to yourself, "I think I was wrong about this guy"?
Oh well, obviously when he stabbed the general manager in the back and got him fired after the general manager hired him like 3 months earlier, that was the first indication that I may have erred in my initial analysis of who Adam Gase is. But even beyond that, just there's some things when you cover a team day to day, you get a better sense internally how a head coach deals with people and players, and then obviously the results to this point have spoken for themselves. But I had done some groundwork during the head coaching search, and obviously that's a compressed amount of time, so you try to get as much information as you can talking to players and people who have worked for and with Adam Gase to get a sense of who you might be. It's a lot different though, when you're again covering your team day to day and you get a firmer handle of the person and the coach. So I was duped. I have no qualms in saying that. Things are pretty ugly. As I said, the record is obvious. But beyond that, I'm not sure this guy is cut out to be a leader.
I was going to ask you about that Gase personality. Is it getting to you yet, his warmness and how nice he is to everybody?
Well, look, he invented football, I believe, if you ask him. So if you question that, he might take umbrage with it. But, it's interesting because I had gone back and looked at some of the interactions he had with Miami reporters. He was much more prickly then than he is now, which is, interesting because he hasn't been all that warm and fuzzy when you ask him real questions. But, I can see him charming the owner's brother who hired him and, being charismatic in some respect and when he wants to be or when he needs something. And that's clearly what he did. And God bless him, he got the job. But I thought there was a possibility that he could evolve and grow from some of the critical things I'd heard from him in Miami. But at least to this point, I'm not sure he really learned that much from his first stint as a head coach.
Manish Mehta covers the Jets for the New York Daily News. Has he done anything, Dolphins Jets obviously on Sunday, has he done anything where you say, okay, I see this, the Jets are headed in the right direction because of this?
Well, look, he has tweaked a few things to help Sam Darnold, specifically in the spring and the summer. My issues with him from a football perspective are that, I think he's got a lot of good ideas. I think he's smart in that sense. He's learned from a lot of smart people. I just think there's some kind of disconnect in terms of using the knowledge that he has and applying it to what's best for Sam Darnold. He should not try to make Sam Darnold into the type of player that Peyton Manning was. From a skill set standpoint, they're two different types of players. To me, Sam Darnold's much closer to a Tony Romo style of player, Aaron Rodgers style of player. You just can't confine him in the pocket. And I think that is what Gase has erred in to this point. He is trying to correct certain things that need to be corrected, in all fairness, but he's not accentuating Sam Darnold's strengths. And anyone who's seen Sam Darnold play since college knows that his strength is outside of the pocket, throwing on the move, moving the pocket, design rollouts left and right. He hasn't done nearly enough of that. I think that might change starting on Sunday, but that's just a tactical thing that someone who's supposedly an innovator, as Christopher Johnson described him as, should be able to pick up on.
And Manish, with the players, like the whole thing right now with Jamal Adams, but he had problems down here with Jay Ajayi. He had problems with Byron Maxwell. Like, there's a list you can go on with him having players with guys. Why is Jamal Adams so upset? They didn't end up trading him in the long run. Why is he so damn mad?
Yeah, well, Channing, just to backtrack to what you just started saying, I actually gave Adam Gase a list of players that he had alienated. Initially, he said it was three. I named five, and then he said, well, it's only five. I could have gone on and on. It probably would have ended up a lot higher than that five number. But in terms of Jamal Adams, look, he's a 24-year-old player. I think, and I'm a big Jamal Adams fan in terms of who he is as a player and a person in that locker room. A tremendous influence. Obviously, he's an ascending player. I think he's a star player in the making. He's a 23-year-old guy who had a conversation, or I should say had conversations with Adam Gase and the general manager, Joe Douglas, a week ago, in which he walked away from those conversations thinking that he was a cornerstone piece to the puzzle. And to hear a week later that the Jets were entertaining trading him was offensive to him. I think if you're Joe Douglas, you're in a precarious position because you were hired 3 weeks after the draft. And if you're going to get a team or teams willing to make offers for Jamal Adams, you'll not only listen, but even engage in conversations. Because, look, if there's some team out there that's going to give up two ones and a two for Jamal Adams, you've got to seriously entertain that, or if not take it. So I understand the position that Douglas is in. I also understand the position if you're Jamal Adams, you're the culture changer, you're the leader emotionally on the field. He does everything right on and off the field. All he cares about is winning. To be honest with you, in all my years covering the NFL, I haven't found a player who's more despondent after losses than Jamal Adams. So you want more guys like that in your locker room. Channing, you know that. I mean, those are the type of people that you want to build around. So the fact that Douglas was even entertaining conversations and having a back and forth with Dallas and Baltimore kind of rubbed him the wrong way.
He's had a lot of chances to be despondent this season. Do you think Adam Gase could be a one and done coach?
I don't think it's going to happen for a number of reasons. For one, the Johnsons, Woody, the actual owner, and Christopher, the acting owner, are paying Todd Bowles and the former general manager, Mike Maccagnan, through 2020. So I can't see a scenario, barring something weird off the field, where Woody would be okay in paying two head coaches and a general manager who don't work for him. So I think that's first and foremost. Whether that's right or wrong is really irrelevant, but the finances do come into play in this situation. And the other part of it is I don't think that the Jets want to become a radioactive outfit like the Browns were, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago when they were cycling through coaches every year, every other year. And I also don't believe that Christopher Johnson, you know, wants to admit that the guy that he thought was a quote-unquote innovator who was, quote, taking football and coaching football to where it's going, you know, is a guy he's going to give up on after 1 year. So I would be surprised if they moved on after 1 year. I would not necessarily be surprised if they moved on after 2 years if things don't drastically improve.
Is he despised by Jets fans, though? I mean, it can't be much fun for him right now, right? I mean, he can't be popular pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, they hate him. I mean, you know, it's probably the simplest way I can put it. I had actually heard that there's a group that's trying to get, or maybe they've already done this, they're going to get a plane with a banner that says Fire Gaze and fly it over MetLife Stadium before the next home game against the Giants. I don't know if that's going to come to fruition, but that's been talked about on the airways up here. And I don't know if you guys remember, but Jets fans did something similar for their former general manager, John Idzik. They had billboards and planes imploring the ownership to fire Idzik, and it actually worked. You know, I don't think it's going to work this time with Gaze, but the mere fact that that's even being discussed tells you a lot about how this fan base thinks about this new head coach.
And I heard Le'Veon Bell came out. He was on Instagram or Twitter, one of the two, yesterday saying, you know, give it time. He's happy to be a Jet and all that. He's not being utilized, right, Manish? Like, he's not – what he did in Pittsburgh and what he's doing now, it's a damn shame that they're giving him 8 carries, 15 carries, 14 carries. This dude is a bell cow.
Yeah, I said it this way. We have finally found the one person who can stop the great Le'Veon Bell. We couldn't find defensive coordinators or linebackers or defensive linemen. They couldn't stop him for 5 years. But we found the one person who could stop him, and that's Adam Gase. He has not implemented this player properly. Forget about just being a running back. You should, you know, line him up in the slot as a receiver, line him up outside the numbers. This guy's a dual threat, and he's having the worst year of his career. I don't think it's a coincidence that he's playing for Adam Gase. Now, again, Miami stinks. You guys probably talk about it every day. The Dolphins stink. So the Jets stink, don't get me wrong. But I do think that given the injuries, especially on the back end, that Flores is dealing with, I think that this Jet offense, for as poor as it's been this year, we'll be able to do a lot of things on Sunday. And I think that Le'Veon Bell is going to be in store for a pretty big game. So it's a get-well game, in my estimation, for the Jets.
So you like the Jets on Sunday? I was going to ask you to end the interview. Who you like on Sunday? You like the Jets?
I do like the Jets, and I do think that if Adam Gase is in a position to stick it to the Dolphins and Stephen Ross, if you guys remember, he did that onside kick against Denver when he was with Miami. I do think that if he's in position to run it up, he's not going to shy away from that, regardless of how bad of a coach he's been to this point.
There you go. Manish Mehta from the New York Daily News. Thank you for making time for us. We appreciate it. It's been fun to watch your transformation on Adam Gase. It's just from just a voyeuristic point of view, it's been fun to watch. And that transformation took place on a dime, man. I think that was 1 week, one week into the season. Like, but you're, again, it's not all on the field stuff. You've been critical of the way that he has managed the team.
Yeah, he's not a leader. I guess that's the best way of putting it. Leaders are accountable. They're especially accountable in times of adversity. And just this week, right at the day after the trade deadline, Joe Douglas came out and handled himself in a professional manner. He discussed Le'Veon Bell, Robbie Anderson, and Jamal Adams, all guys who were being discussed in trades. Now, he's not giving away trade secrets, but he is, you know, praising these guys. I think that's PR 101. When you're shopping a player or discussing a trade about a player and then ultimately don't make that trade, what is the smart thing to do the day after? Praise those guys. Say, hey, look, this guy's a warrior. He's an important part of the puzzle for us. You know, he means a lot to us. That's elementary to me. And the fact that Adam Gase didn't do that yesterday when he was asked about Jamal Adams, he just said, hey, we're focused on Miami. You know, it was his little Bill Belichick on to Cincinnati moment. And as I had described it, he tried to channel Bill Belichick without, you know, the success and the championships and the respect and the envy of the rest of the NFL. So he's no Bill Belichick. I know he tried to be Bill Belichick yesterday. Now he softened his stance today. But again, you know, if you're around people, you can get a sense if they have leadership qualities. And I've been around Adam Gase enough, you know, 9 months right now. And objectively speaking, there is no way that you can look at that guy and see how he behaves and say, yes, he's the guy that I want to follow.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people feel that way. Manish Mehta, you could read his work in the New York Daily News. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
There you go. That was fun. He really did. I mean, I'm telling you, when he changed his opinion on Adam Gase, it went from being the only guy in the New York media saying that's a good hire by the Jets to killing him on a daily basis.
It took him 8 months, probably. Took me over 2 years, so Manish is—he's smarter than me.
He really only took him a couple months, to be quite honest.
Oh, okay.
Could took him he was praising him, and then he was killing him. and we do it on this show. When you're wrong, you're wrong.
Yep.
And he came on and said, "Yeah, I was wrong about that." Let me talk about the Dustin Feely Group here. Have you outgrown your current home and you're looking to buy or sell right now? Or are you looking for a new commercial property for your business? I've got a solution for you, and that is calling my friend Dustin Feely and his team at the Dustin Feely Group. When you hire a real estate agent, you need an expert that'll handle the staging of the property, marketing it, line up a title company, help you find the right mortgage, so much more. The Dustin Feely Group will help you make buying or selling an experience that you don't forget for the right reasons. They make buying or selling a pleasurable experience. No one sells a home faster. They also have a buyer satisfaction guarantee. When you buy a home with the Dustin Feely Group, if you need to move within 24 months, they're going to buy it back or sell your home at no charge. And with special programs for renters, he'll help you reach the dream of home ownership so you can stop throwing your money away, start building your own equity. They handle properties in all counties, so it doesn't matter where you live now or where you want to live. His team will help you find the right property for you and your family, and his team will go the extra mile to make it a reality. So call 855-520-HOME. That's 855-520-HOME. Home. And don't forget to listen to the Dustin Feely Real Estate Show every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on 790 The Ticket. And then it gets replayed on Sundays at 9 a.m. And you can find out everything you need to know about buying or selling and making that experience a pleasurable one. You do that right there on the radio show. And follow them on Facebook and Instagram as well at the Dustin Feely Group. The number again, though, 855-520-HOME. All right, take a quick break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I've got to give props to my radio partner, Channing Crowder. I have done the entirety of today's show wearing dark sunglasses that, you know, an older gentleman might get after cataract surgery.
With the thick black on the sides, too. Yeah.
So no light can get in. Mm-hmm. I have done the entire show wearing these glasses, and he has not said a word. And he has had conversations with me where we're looking at each other, and I know I look like a bug. I know I look absolutely ridiculous. And part of the reason that I wore these was to goad him into annoyance. And it just hasn't worked. And so yesterday I got LASIK done. And you've met the doctor, the surgeon, Gabriel Lascano.
Yeah, Dr. Lascano.
Love Dr. Lascano and Dr. Awad, his partner. It's Laser Eye Center of Miami. And I had put up some video yesterday on Instagram. I think it's off by now. I should probably put up some more again later on because Solana saw it yesterday and he's like, holy moly. Because you really, you know, they have the, when you're doing the LASIK there, it is a completely glass surgical room. So my wife, you know, can stand out there and video. But they also put on a giant screen what Dr. Lascano is looking at through, you know, his microscope or lens or whatever. So you see this big eye, my eye, and you see him cut the little flap and pull the flap down, and then they do the laser, and it is, I rave about LASIK because it really, you've done it.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. It changes everything. Because I can sit here in the studio now, we have television monitors, and I always had to put on my big thick frame glasses. And now I'm amazed. Like, I can see the bottom ticker.
Don't say that.
What?
It makes you seem so old.
I am.
When you he walked in today. Oh, my gosh. I can see the bottom ticker.
I am.
On ESPN.
I am old. Come on, look at man. That. Jeff Schwartz is up there on the Will Cain show. I could see his Twitter handle. I'd have never been able to read that up until LASIK yesterday. So thank you, Dr. Lascano and Dr. Awad at Laser Eye Center of Miami. And I highly recommend them. Their website is miamilaservision.com. But I also have to give mad props to Crowder, who has done this show with me and really has not said a word. I can't hide my feelings that way. I'd have told him, you got to take those off. I'm sorry. I'm not doing the show with you. You got to take those off. He has allowed me for 2 hours and 51 minutes now to sit here with these ridiculous glasses on. In fact, I just posted a video on Instagram. Like, I reposted Sin City's video up there. She thought I was going as Ray Charles. I was walking around the radio station, and I'm talking to someone, and she goes, so you got Georgia on your mind? And I'm like, it didn't register at first. And I'm like, oh, you think I'm dressed as Ray Charles? No, I had LASIK yesterday, and I'm just trying to keep the bright light out of my eyes.
That one line was funnier than anything Solana's ever said in his life.
Ever said in his life. Ever said in his life.
That was erroneous.
You know what? You forgot. A couple years back, we were in the old studio, and you did 4 hours with toilet tissue jammed in both nostrils.
Well, I'm starting to do that again, too, because I'm starting to get a head cold.
And that's the only time I talked to you today was when you had that toilet tissue hanging
that's
out.
True.
You know, I said, Hawk, you can't do that to me. You can't give me the big-ass bug glasses and the toilet tissue.
I call them torpedoes. You torpedo them up, put them right up the nostril, and you try to dry them out a little bit.
Just blow your nose, man.
There's something going around. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, thank you, Dr. Lascano and Dr. Awad at Laser Eye Center of Miami, because it is such a great procedure, LASIK. If you can do it, man, is a game changer. So there you go. We have giveaways too, and what are we gonna do? We got the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour coming up. Should we give away one of these Canesware gift cards? I mean, that's pretty good for UMFSU week.
I think we should.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it in the next segment. How about the next segment? All right, in the next segment, someone's gonna win $50. At Canesware, it is Canes FSU week. I was at Canesware on Monday, and that place was loaded with people because it's Canes FSU week, and Miami Hurricanes just beat Pitt and whatnot. But it's that's a great prize. $50 at Canesware in Davie, that is legit. So we'll do that in the next segment. We'll open up the Funky Buddha Brewery Happy Hour momentarily.
We also have Omar Kelly joining us in the next segment as
well. Totally forgot. Thank you for reminding me. Omar Kelly, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Look at you, executive producing.
We'll find out if he got slapped yesterday or not.
What happened? Safedine on. I messed this man's
Safed?
Name.
Safed?
It's Safedine on. We had him on Safed yesterday.
Dean.
It's Safedine.
Oh, we can do this because I did it during the interview. I said the man's name 100 times. Kind of like how
like
you
Manish
did
Mehta?
Manish Mehta a couple years ago. So we had him on, and you know him and Omar for the Sun Sentinel do their videos every week.
Yeah, X's and O's or whatever.
And I was like, hey, it's a tough football season, Safed. If you slapped the hell out of Omar Kelly, you'd make my season. And he said, give me $100. And then we had Texas texting in. They would donate to the Slap to Omar Fund.
Wow. So it's possible that Safed Dean slapped Omar Kelly on video?
I'm hoping.
All right. Well, let's ask him next. There's a good tease.
I'm telling you.
$50 at Canesware. And did Omar Kelly get slapped by Safed Dean? Crowder, put a bounty out. Bounty Gate.
This is Bounty Gate.
We got a Bounty Gate situation going on. We'll find out in the next segment.
When it comes to tailgating, and I would tailgate for that slapping. I go to Publix first, though, because when it comes to tailgating, Publix came out with two awesome things. It's football season. First thing on Sunday, the Dolphins play at Hard Rock Stadium, and every single Dolphins home game, you got to come to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. Learn how to really tailgate. It's amazing. Me and Chris Whittingham are doing the pregame show. We have a DJ, music, people dancing. We have games. You got the Connect Four. You got foosball. You have the tire toss. You have so much fun stuff. Delicious food from Publix. You know they're going to be there. They're going to bring the good food. It is amazing. South and southeast corner this Sunday. It starts about 10:30, 11 before the 1 o'clock game. Y'all will have a great time at the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. But there and at every Publix in South Florida, you got to try the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It is a staple in the Crowder diet right now. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and a garlic parmesan sauce that's off the chain. Be the queen or king of tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, you got to have at your tailgate. But they have it all. Y'all been to the Publix deli. Y'all know about the cold cut sandwiches. Y'all know about the chicken wings, the fried chicken, those rotisserie chickens that are delicious, platters, feed dozens, drinks, ice, beer, chip size, they got it all. And busy moms, busy dads, I am so excited about this. Publix will deliver. Go to Publix.com. On Saturday, I work 5 days a week. I do the Dolphins on Sunday. Saturday, I want to hang out with my kids, me, with my wife. I want to enjoy my family, but I want to have a watch party later on that night. I can get that food delivered at Publix.com. Don't have to go shopping. Just tell them what you want. They will deliver. Publix.com has changed my tailgating and watch party forever. Find all your tailgating and watch party needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.